All right, Exodus 28. Let's start from verse 30. Exodus 28 and from verse 30. And thou shalt put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim. Have you seen it? Some of you are seeing it for the first time in the scripture, right? Be sincere, be sincere. You are seeing it for the first time in the scripture. You are seeing it for the first time. Glory. Alright. And thou shalt put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be upon Aaron's heart. You remember one night I was telling us here how that the breastplate and the Urim and the Thummim was upon his heart, not upon his head. Do you remember? And maybe some of you were not here, but not too long. It's just last year. Amen. You know one issue we have? We don't go over scriptures, over teaching again and again. We always believe that we have known it, and it's a lie. Even me, I go back to listen over and over again. Do you understand? We should ensure. You see, you can't know scriptures like that. You can't just come into the experience of it like that. Hope you are aware that these things that we are delivering is the years of labor of a person. So some of the things that I'm teaching is not now. It's a product of labor. And if I tell you that I've been doing itinerant ministry, traveling up and down for 10 years, you should understand the labor. So what a man captured in 10 years for itinerant ministry, not in 2002, but I had my baptism. Are you following? You cannot come in a night and just come into it. It's not possible. Do you understand? So that's the reason why you have to listen to it over and over. Don't assume that you know. That's our problem. We assume that we already know it. So when I'm teaching and I mention Urim and Thummim, you don't even care. Just, yes, we know it. We know it. Let's just manage it. Are you following me? I remembered one night I was teaching about this particular one, and I explained the reason why the breastplate was upon the heart of Aaron, and why the Urim and the Thummim was upon his heart. Let's continue. When he goeth in before the Lord, and Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before the Lord continually. 31. And thou shalt make the robe of the ephod of all blue, and there shall be an hole in the top of it, in the midst thereof. It shall have a binding of woven work round about the hole of it, as it were the hole of an abajion, that it be not rent. And beneath upon the hem of it, thou shalt make pomegranate of blue. You know the meaning of pomegranate? Which is in Strong's. Talk now. It's fruit. Pomegranate is a fruit. Hallelujah. Alright. Upon the hem of the rope roundabout, and it shall be upon Aaron to minister, and his sound shall be heard when he goeth in unto the holy place before the Lord, and when he cometh out, that he die not. And thou shalt make a plate of pure gold, and grave upon it like the engravings of signet, holiness to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't want to read too much. Hallelujah. Now it's actually describing the attire of the priest, of the high priest, sorry. And in those days, under the Levitical priesthood, the first high priest that we know is Aaron. So this is Aaronic priesthood. So before they began the adventure. God specified the kind of attire that will suit their procession. Do you understand? It is this attire that will suit the procession of the priest into the most holy place. So if this priest is not well attired in this kind of reality, he cannot ascend into the most holy place. So he must be in that clothing. There's a reason for it. He must wear it. When you see the word blue, it will be too deep. It will take a lot of time. All of the articles in the most holy place, all of the articles in the holy place, all of the articles in the outer court, they have their definitions. They have their colors. On the Ark of Covenant, for example, there are places plated with gold. Are you following me? There are places plated with silver. The curtain before the most holy place has its color. And what's that color? Blue. Are you following me? There's a reason why God gave all those colors. There's a reason why he gave all the dimensions. Amen. So that all of the things that is represented in that environment will typify the existing reality in heaven. So that when you are pointing to one, it can be acclimatized with heaven. When you are pointing with this one, it can be, for example, when you see color of purple, you see color of blue, you know that it's referencing something heavenly. Purple is royalty, blue is divinity. Are you following me? So there's a reason why the high priest has to put on that attire before he could gain possession into the most holy place. You see, you know, the beginning of this year, times of refreshing, that we need to labor in accurate doctrine this year. Correct Bible study. Not the Bible study that somebody is just telling us about his achievements, about the new house he built, the new car. Let's do Bible study. Let's teach the word. Amen. I'm not saying personal achievements are bad. They are not bad. But let's look at Christ. Let's look at the word. Teach us the word. So we are going to labor accurately in the word. This is the reason why we pray, and the prayer looks ineffective sometimes, because there's no accurate interaction with the word. We are interacting, but it's not accurate. You know the article I wrote yesterday, I said knowledge is what? Knowledge is not enough, but accurate knowledge is. Knowledge is not enough, but accurate knowledge is. So it's not just about knowledge. A lot of knowledge is flying up and down, but we need the accurate knowledge. That's the epignosis. Are you following me? Now, so the Bible says that upon the breastplate of the high priest. Now, on top of this breastplate, there are 12 stones, right? Which represent the 12 tribes of Israel. Are you following me? Now, upon this breastplate, there's also the Urim and the Thummim. The Urim and the Thummim is for a purpose. And the Urim and the Thummim were placed on the ark for a purpose. It could have been another location, but it was placed on the ark. Amen. So number one, what is the Urim? The Urim, the word Urim is light, not light, lights in its pluralities. Are you following me? Now the reason why the Urim is placed upon the heart of the priest, the Urim is also like a stone. Are you following me? Is that when he is journeying into the most holy place, he's not just journeying ordinarily, he's journeying revelationally.
Are you following me? Please follow me carefully. There's a reality. Sponsoring is ascension. That is what is captured in the urine. Light. This is how you determine the decision of God as touching a reality. So the urine is used to determine God's decision as touching issues. And that's what is called light. That's why the Bible now told us in Proverbs 4:18, the path of the just is as the shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. So the high priest is journeying on the threshold, the template of lights. That's why I said not light. Lights. Because the revelation by which he's journeying is progressive. Amen? The revelation by which he is ascending into the most holy place is progressive. It's not just going and doing ritual like an anomaly reality. No, sir. He's doing it with the consciousness of God's decision, the consciousness of God's interaction. So as his journey is interacting, that's why that urine was placed on his heart, so that God will be speaking directly to his heart. You are not here. The heart is captured in the soul. Are you following me? Where you want to look for the location of the heart is in the soul. The soul, the mind. Are you following me? So that's why it is on his breastplate, on his heart, so that he knows the decision of heaven. He's not just playing games. He's not just dazzling into things by his own intellect. No, he is employing the intellect of the immortals. So that's why I told you, those guys in the Old Testament, they have their technologies for trapping God. This is one of the technologies. So when God was saying that God, who had sundry times and in diverse manners spake unto us by the fathers, now he spake unto us by his son. Now, one of the diverse manners is through the Urim and the Tumim. So it is through the Urim and Tumim that God will begin to speak to the high priest. He speaks. The Urim and the Tumim, they are actually a voice in the spirit. Are you following me? The Urim and the Tumim, they are actually what? A voice in the spirit. They are a sound. It's a way by which the high priest comes into the vibrational sound of the immortal. He comes into an interior and intimate integrated reality that is captured in the voice of the monarch of Zion. So that's why he journeys with the Urim as lights on his path. So he's not bereaved of heaven's decision. He's not doing kalu. Are you following me? He knows accurate decision to take. He knows the accurate thing to do. Are you following me? Glory to God. Glory to God. So let's look at the two men. Thank you, Lord. The Tumim is the word perfection. Are you following me? You see, these two things that I've called should point to something within your ecosystem. We saw the Urim as what? As light. And we saw the Tumim as what? Perfection. Now, the Tumim is used to reveal the will of God. The revelation of the will of the immortal is captured, is enshrined, and tattooed in the tomb. And that's what's called perfection. So Jesus came. He said, my meat is to do the will of he that has called me. Because the night cometh where no man can walk. Now, that means, listen, when Jesus came, said, I am the light of the world. So when you see the word Urim and Tumim, they were actually referencing the reality of Christ. Are you following me? The Urim is what?
light. The Tumim is
perception. And Ephesians chapter 4, he told us about Christ, the perfect man.
Amen.
So that the Old Testament high priest was actually journeying into that holy place, or most holy place, by the voice of Christ. So Christ was voicing to him, and that's why it is on his heart. That's what is called telepathy, telepathic movement.
Don't worry. Some of you, you know, somebody was asking me a question today, part of us, and he said he knows that I've thought about that thing before. Yeah, but I should still please explain. I laughed because this shows that one can be laboring on people and yet they are not following. Do you understand? So I took my time. I re-explained again. You know my kind of heart. Amen. But some of these things, I've said it times without number. But because some persons will not follow when they are supposed to jot and go and read again, when they are supposed to re-listen to the message over and over again, they won't operate that. So afterwards, they will keep asking the same question over and over again. You know, if you are teaching in a primary school or secondary school, anyone, amen, and you give classwork to your pupils, of course, they might not score all the points. They might fail one. And you now give them the solution. So glaring. And afterwards, you give them that same classwork for them to do it again, and they could not do the solution. How will you feel? Amen. That's the state of men. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So, this priest, or the high priest, sorry, I don't know why I'm mentioning priest, because it's not the work of priest. Now, when you are doing Bible study, one has to be very careful with words. So the high priest goes into the most holy place with the Urim and the Thummim. Because if it is possible that while he is journeying to that place, God says that, turn back. Something is still lagging behind. The only place that God could do that is through the Urim and the Thummim. That's why the high priest is different from Moses. Are you following me? I will show you the dichotomy or the contrast between the high priest and Moses. You know, God began to speak and said, if I speak to prophets, I speak to them in visions and in dreams, but not like my servant Moses. He said, I speak to him mouth to mouth or face to face. Another place, Exodus 33:11, Numbers 12. Even apparently not in that speech. So the technology by which God speaks to Moses is actually different from the way he speaks to others. Moses could hear God from the glory canopy, but the high priest can't. The high priest experiences the voice via the Urim and the Thummim placed upon his heart, placed upon the breastplate. And what were these things capturing? If you read Ephesians chapter 6, you see how that the Bible writes about the breastplate of righteousness. So that was a typology of the fact that
If you have not come into the righteous enclave, you can't capture my voice. And that was why that template, that breastplate, was guarding his heart. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it comes the issues of life. So that breastplate has to guard his heart, because only things must enter that heart, but it has to be guided by righteousness. Are you following me? The speakings of God are actually, you know, the Bible says that the word of God was purified 7 times before it was written. So God's word is actually a pure stream, a pure sound. It will not enter into an impure environment. Are you following me? So even before the scriptures was written, it was purified 7 times. Hope you are aware of that scripture. God bless you, sir. It went through purification. That's why there's no error in the scripture, because before it was scribbled, it was purified. Hallelujah. So for Aaron to capture his voice via the Urim and the Thummim, something has to guard his heart, and that's the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness. Are you following me? And around his robe, you saw the pomegranates, right? Which represents fruit. That's capturing the fruits of the spirit. Are you following me? So there was nothing in the attire of the high priest that was not pointing to Christ. Nothing. Did you see another thing they told us? The plate of God, pure gold. What was written over it? Holiness to the Lord. Holiness to the Lord. Are you following me? So, guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it comes the issues of life. The issues of life, the reality of life. So, the Urim and the Thummim, we give direction, we give them insight into the will of the Father. But I hope you are aware that in the new covenant, the Urim and the Thummim is now in a person. Amen. The Urim and the Thummim is no longer outward, it is inward. The high priest had it outwardly, but in the new covenant, we have the Urim and the Thummim inwardly. In the inward part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. In the inward part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Christ is the wisdom and the power of God. Are you following me? So the Urim and the Thummim is now captured in Christ, and Christ is now in you. So the Urim and the Thummim has changed location. It's no longer a geography. It's no longer a topography. Is now an integration. Hope I'm not ambiguous. Is it clear? Is now what? An integration. We have been integrated with the Urim and the Thummim. That's why many a times when you want to take decisions, your heart begins to speak to you. Are you following me? You begin to receive insight from the heart, because there is a button that you are pressing. That's the Urim and the Thummim. Many a times you want to discern the will of God, you go into the secret place and you begin to unlock the Urim and the Thummim. You begin to unlock lights
and perfection. And the revelation wheel of God is unlocked unto you because a stone is being activated. One stone with seven eyes. The stone of Zerubbabel. Are you following me? The Urim and the Thummim, they have eyes. The eyes is the window into downloads. Now, when I talk about eyes, I'm not saying physical eyes. Eyes are actually portals. They are actually windows. They are gates, the place of entrance and exit. Are you following me? So when you are asking the Lord, Lord, what is your will concerning this matter? The body you are actually pressing is the Urim and the Thummim. That's what you are pressing. As you put the card in the clocking machine, if it is accurate, the door opens. But if it is not accurate, no access. Do you know the clocking machine? Now, I worked in a place those days that you can't have access into the office without you clocking in and clocking out. No entrance and exit. So, on your ID card, you have your picture, you have your name. When you slot it in, it recognizes you. If it is you, even if someone else is using my ID card, you will not have access. Do you understand? It has to be me. It has to recognize the picture on the ID and the picture standing. And that's how access is granted into the office. The same way with the Urim, and when you press the right button, access is released. Do you understand? But if the right press button is not pressed, you keep experiencing denial, denied, 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 because the right button is not pressed. You following? So the Urim and the Thummim is still operational in you, but is now in a person called the Christ.